Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is News and Talk 1380 WLK. First Sunday of each month is me and Gabby hosting Love and Relationships with Friends. And we're talking about social media, the new porn. Who posts the most sexually explicit content on social media, men or women? What do you think? 404-892-2703. Let's go around the room. Let's pick up where we left off with Ms. Figure 8. Ms. Figure 8, along with our special guest, Tory Lanez, Senator P, and Keys in the studio. Ms. Figure 8 had a lot to say.
Yes.
But you on social media.
I can explain, though.
Yeah.
Okay, you came and you were like, you're an Instagram model, right? I'm like, no, I'm actually his PR rep. He's like, oh, really?
So my cousin told me offline that we're going to get into that.
Okay. So what's funny is like, okay, so my cousin's like, you got almost 30,000 followers. I'm like, I don't know how. See, the thing about it is I don't post to attract that. I post myself. But guess what? If it's just a picture of me, I don't know, on a beach in a bikini, I might get like 2,000 likes. So then when it's me with my twins, it goes down. If it's just me with a headshot, it goes down.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's not even like I'm trying to use it for that. That's what y'all like, you know? But I can't help it that I'm on a beach in a bathing suit. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's going to happen. Like, I'm going to get attention anywhere. Now, if you take that and you're running with it, is that necessarily my fault?
So you're not an Instagram model.
No,
so you don't define yourself as an Instagram model.
Definitely
okay.
Not.
Okay.
But then I'll get certain pages like thick girl pages or big booty pages or whatever, and they'll see something and take it from my page.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be people that really know me, like, oh, that's Miss Figure 8, and they'll tag me. So now I'm getting 10,000 more followers and all these people, but they're looking for that. So when they come to my page and the content is not the content of the page in which they saw me, I didn't put that on there. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm just, this is every day. This is day by day.
But do you understand, though, that some people may, when they look at your page and they see videos and pictures.
Definitely. But for me, you're going to get one wilding out video from me a year. 10 times out of 10, it's my birthday. Just, I'm finna be extra on my birthday, do something crazy. That's my birthday. But honestly,
so are there reasons why you post certain things on your social media?
Well, not really. It's just me.
So you'll
get videos from me with my kids. We're at an ice cream date. We're going to school. We might do something fun, when Trouble and them had the whole water gun fight.
Mm-hmm.
This is that. Or you're going to see me with my family. We're having game night and stuff. But that's not going to get the attention. You see? Like,
I get what you're saying.
It's not my fault. Like, I didn't try to do this.
But
like,
from what I've seen, she has a body, right?
And
some stuff just pops out.
Okay.
So
definitely.
And it's very alluring, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go click. Oh, that's good.
And that's okay.
Right? Mm-hmm.
It's gonna give me the publicity, I guess. But it's not. If I wanted real publicity, I know that I could, put on some lingerie, get on the bed, and you know, make a twerk video or a Connect Pal or something that these girls are doing to gain money. That's not what I use it for. So then I get a lot of DMs like, "Hey, do you got videos?" Or can you sell me some pictures? Mm-hmm. And then what'll be crazy is I'll screenshot this and put it on there. Like, why would you feel that I had anything extra than what I have? Like,
so your most sexual picture on your IG is you in a bikini. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
I seen one thing, though. Yeah. It was a twerk, right?
Yeah. I said you get it once a year. It's
once a year?
Birthday, once a year. And it'll say birthday, and it'll say you get this once a year. I'm going to give you what you want once a year in case you follow me from some other page. All right, you're going to get it once a year.
Okay. So, Tori, what do you think?
Let's do this. Let's ask the question, who does the most, men or women? So we established that Gabby said it's women.
Absolutely.
Ms. Figure 8 says it's women. Let's say you. What do you think?
Women.
It's women.
Okay. And why do you feel women?
Well, first of all, again, I'm 43, so I'm going to say some stuff. But what cup are you?
like a triple D.
I'm impressed.
It was funny as this. I didn't want to. I can't stand wearing bras. I'm like, bro, I need something that's gonna hold me down. But so yeah, it's like a 36 wear, triple
you
D.
Could just walk yep. without no bra.
Yeah, I don't want a bra.
You don't have
yeah.
a bra.
No,
yeah.
no bra.
Girl. Look
at it. And this girl. Is going
girl,
on
girl,
social media.
You're sexualizing me. You see,
this is going on social media.
Sexual.
Girl, don't think. What size are they?
They're 36 triple D.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom when the next break. You ain't gonna see anything.
Yeah,
it is
there.
Okay.
So, all right, Keys,
what do you think? I think women also. Women. And I really think it's a lot of women want attention. Mm-hmm. And also the self-esteem is low. Mm-hmm. So that's my take on it. It's women.
Okay. What about you, Senator P?
Okay, let's check this out. And there's a lot of women, period, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, you know, when I just opened up my my Instagram, bow, 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 is a whole bunch of women because that's
who you follow.
That's not really who I follow, though, because I have other career besides the comedies. I follow a lot of comedians.
But you follow
okay.
And
say
I the follow.
Part. Yes.
You
so, follow. And that's what you see. But you got to
follow them.
But you got to understand.
They didn't ask you to follow them.
No, but they're models, right? Majority of them are models, mm-hmm. and they get paid by posting. And the more follows they have, the more money they get. So if they get they need 100,000 followers, mm-hmm. or 200,000 followers.
So you're helping.
They gonna
the world.
Go explicit.
Yeah.
All the way. You're all the way.
Them. Strippers need money.
Though. And yeah, everybody yeah. need money. I need money, but I can't really. You know, I don't think I have the body.
he said, I don't got the body.
Is right. I'm gonna start stripping.
But there's probably a fat porn out there. But I'm not really gonna go that way. I need some type abs. I'm not gonna lie. I probably would show my chest or something like that.
Your chest.
But it ain't gonna be right now. No, I got no. That's not really me.
It might be somebody into them.
And I'm sure there is. But right now, it's a lot of Instagram models out there, regardless of the fact. They sell clothes,
mm-hmm.
so they want that endorsement.
Are you going to buy the
right?
clothes?
I'm not going to buy the clothes,
okay,
no.
So why are you following them?
I follow because they look good.
Okay.
So you're saying you think women do more on social media than men. Is that what you're saying?
From what I've seen, yeah.
Yes? Okay. Yeah, so we got everybody
so
saying
women.
We
got everybody
women.
In the room.
Yes, yes, saying women.
Okay. I got what? Tori?
I still didn't get the answer about your bra size.
So, really?
36 triple D.
Oh man!
See this is the attention, that's the reaction right. that you're going to get when you post stuff right. on social
yeah,
media. This
right.
is why
yeah,
we having
even,
this is why we having a conversation about
but
this.
But what's crazy is this on my live they saying the same thing.
She yeah, wants the attention.
No, it's not even.
That leads to the next question. I mean, if it's more women then. What are you all doing it for? The attention or to get more followers? What? Why?
Well,
followers is money.
It's a platform in which you can stand on. I'm not
right.
saying, I'm not going to deny that. And the fact if women have, I guess we've kind of mastered this loophole into getting what we want by using this particular thing,
mm-hmm.
the exposure. You see what I'm saying? And then after the exposure, then they can turn it around and go into different avenues, rapping. They can go into mm-hmm. fashion, makeup, mm-hmm. hair. But that initial attraction, because men are so
visual,
is that's what we're using it to. You mm-hmm. can't be mad that that women can use that particular thing, because honestly, all the D pics that I get in my inbox, I get yeah. so many,
yeah,
and it is the
been,
ugliest
yeah.
thing to me in the world. Like, please don't. I don't even want to, please don't.
But
like, they will randomly send you.
That's the problem, because now you don't want the man to do it to you because you
but
are
But I'm
explicit.
Not doing it to them.
No,
that's
not
unwanted.
Different because you're being explicit.
No,
so
you not
got a horny you have a horny person. Well, I'm going to get explicit too, but I
but
want
you
to
can't be, just
on
because
the road.
You just because you're visualizing me in my normal sundress.
Because we all will think that
because
you are
that's
free.
You got, but that's you.
That's men
right, for you. Where right. if I'm looking at you right now, I'm looking at your chain.
A church.
I would look at
in.
Your shoes. You mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? I would look at what kind of car you drive or the money that you put towards your property. Just because we're not visual doesn't mean that you're not using Instagram for the same purchase. The purpose is women.
Well, I'm visual.
You see mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Well, as a woman, yes, I am visual. That's me, Gabby, saying
yeah.
I'm visual. I
wow.
look at, yes, I look at when it's sweatpants season.
Yeah.
Come
oh
on, girls. Yeah, I know.
Okay,
so
I can't.
So
they've been wearing sweatpants all
that
summer.
Way.
Wow.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We are asking the question, who posts the most sexually sexually explicit content on social media, men or women? And is social media the new porn? We want to hear from you, 404-892-2703. We're going to go to Rashid in Atlanta. Rashid, who posts the most sexually explicit content on social media, men or women?
Definitely women. That's 2,000%. 2,000%. I said maybe even possibly more percentage of that. And what it is it's just we live in America, sort of like a, I guess, whole culture or prostitute stripper type culture. And what it is Instagram is a moneymaker. So you have a lot of Instagram models. If all of a sudden they didn't have lots of money, which they get from doing Instagram, and they do it by going to Dubai and places like this. And what you have these rich sheiks in Dubai and other countries. They see the women on Instagram, and you know, they put a little DM in the you know, in the message box, and be like, "Well, you want to make more money?" And you'd be like, "Well, of course." And so they fly them to Dubai, and they have like these little kind of like sex parties, or foursomes and tensomes. And all of a sudden, the woman that didn't have that much money, when she comes back to America, she has six figures, you know, maybe 100,000, 50,000. Yeah,
Now, what business is this?
Yeah, Instagram, please.
What business is paying 100,000?
A lot of them.
If all of a sudden you see the woman and she's in United Arab Emirates or Dubai, yeah, she's getting dogged out for that money. She's making that money.
Or she just got flown out on a free vacation.
She's making $100,000. Or she just got flown out.
To be on Instagram, I mean.
Allegedly.
And also a lot of your, I guess your people in the Hollywood area or entertainment, they'll look at them and they'll be like, well, you want to make a little extra money, you can almost be come to this party and have like this eyes wide shut type of party. When you go to a little sex party, you wear a mask and anything and everything goes. And then all of a sudden she comes back. She has a whole lot of money where she didn't have it before. So it's sort of like it's a money maker. And then another thing you'll see, like some of the Instagram models will be like, they'll do the twerk thing, which all of them do the twerk. And then they say, if you want to see more, drop some on this Cash App. So it's sort of like it's a way for them to make lots and lots of money.
So all I have to do is wear a mask.
Yeah, you can if you want to.
Well, you're not just wearing a mask.
I ain't better not wear no orange.
You're not just wearing a mask. You're going to be butt naked when when the lights go down. So, and it's like whoever they touch or whoever touches you at the party, it could be a celeb, it could be a politician.
So she just can't get flued out?
Say it again?
She just couldn't be flued out and got a free trip to Dubai because somebody thought she was attractive?
Ain't nothing free.
Oh, she got flued out. That's what I'm saying. She got flued.
She got flued out. They'll fly like a whole bunch of them, and they don't just have regular sex.
I'm sure some older guy wants some company, but at the same time,
are we really?
Anna Nicole, right? Who she married? Right, a billionaire.
You know, all of this stuff was going on in the Bible way before Instagram. Mary, you know that, right? I just want you to know that. All in Genesis and stuff, it was going through.
She married that guy named Larry. He's like a regular guy. I think he was like a construction worker or something. But anyway.
No, the first old dude, though. The first old dude who she married.
Yeah, the first old dude. The first old dude. Yes. He was a billionaire, and she was in the strip club. And he used to frequent that club. And, you know, I guess they started a little thing going, and he married her. And that's how she got her claim to fame. But a lot of those Instagram models, they're multimillionaires. And it's like they doing that thing in Dubai, and those guys, those Arab kings or princes, they don't just have regular sex with them. They gotta eat the X-lax. Right. They eat X-lax in our culture, and they defecate on the women.
I know
okay,
that.
Okay, appreciate
Instagram
it, Rashad. Rashid, I'm sorry.
Appreciate
your call. Thank you.
Rashad was on point though, because they do be flying out to Dubai and other countries, and this is real. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you know, they have their only fan page, where they have fans coming onto their own sites. And it costs about $8, $10, and $30 a month. And they do be getting paid.
And why? Who's paying them?
The men.
Exactly. Why? Because men are what? Visual.
What that has to do with anything, though?
Because it has to do with the fact that women is doing it because men are buying it. If there wasn't a market to buy, there wouldn't be a market to sell. Understand that.
I understand that, but your point is a little off, because I can be visual all I want to. Marketing. If you don't do it, then I won't look.
But you want it done that even true. If
you do have a point.
Yeah. So y'all
can look at a girl in a
That's right. You see what I'm saying? That's right. And she's sexy. You are more sexy with clothes on.
Is it at fault that men are visual and they're using
the platform? Are you a little delusional? Hold on for a minute. I'm just saying that.
But we're saying that Instagram is being used as porn sites, right? My Instagram is not porn sites. My Instagram is filled of inspirational quotes.
I'm saying you have a body and you're going to exploit that a little bit. Am I right or wrong?
No, I'm going to use.
You're not going to twerk?
I don't even know how to dance. Listen, my two twerk videos that's on my page, and I tell you, I only do it once a year for my birthday when I'm wilding out, and I just don't care, right? And I'm gonna give them what they want one time a year.
You just said I'm gonna give them what they want. I just rest my case.
I'm using it for porn.
The jury. I just rest my case.
that's almost like you getting a bunch of money, and it's your birthday, and you're in a section popping bottles with your boys,
right?
And y'all in the sections, and y'all got the. It's the same thing. This is me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having fun.
Right.
I'm going to play one time for the birthday. This is what I'm going to do.
So can I have fun with you?
Is you going to flew me out?
There you go.
Flew me out. You can flew me out to Decatur if you want to. I'm trying to get flewed out.
To Decatur? I can drive
to Decatur. 404-892-2703. We're asking the question, who posts the most sexually explicit content on social media, men or women? And is social media the new porn? Because I've had people hit me up and they're asking the question, what is an IG model? Right. So remember, before social media, you a model, you've seen in magazines, you see on television, mm-hmm. you've been seen on billboard signs. But now that social media is popular than ever before, now you don't need a billboard sign. You don't need a magazine.
Yeah.
You're on social media. So explain to me, what is a social media or an IG model? What is it?
We don't have magazines no more. Magazines not making money no more, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everything is now, like you said, visual. Newspapers are going to the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now what's taking over, you know, Hugh Hefner died because he ain't making no more money, right? That's what I would say.
My Playboy
going down. Instagram taking over. I can't make no more money. Oh, I'm having a heart attack. And that's what happened. God. That's what I'm sorry. He was a pimp. So now the ladies are taking it on themselves now. Mm-hmm. I can make money this way. And that's what it is.
So that's the Instagram model.
That's the Instagram model who look good because they get operations just to look good, for real. And there was Brianna Moore, I think that's what her name is. And she had like a manager to help her entice her career. And he bought things for her, took her to places, breasts, and I guess a booty job as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she stepped out on him. And they had a little quarrel. Allegedly, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, this is what these females are doing. So these implants, the implants are outrageous. Because men like it and men don't care, but at the same time, I guess we'll be right back.
We're going to talk more about that. 404-892-2703. And coming up in the second hour of this edition of Love and Relationships, we're going to play an audio clip from some people who expressed their opinions about the topic question, who posts the most sexually explicit content on social media, men or women? And also in the second hour, we're going to ask the question, would you engage in a relationship with someone who frequently likes certain pictures on social media or who happens to be an IG model? All right, we're gonna answer those questions and more right here on Love and Relationships with Sean Garvey and Gabby and Friends, right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Who posts the most sexually explicit content on social media, men or women? Before we go back over to Tori Lynn, who is one of our guests in the studio, along with Ms. Figure 8, Senator P, and Keys, we were having once again our sidebar off the air conversations that got heated,
like always.
And
right?
I'm telling everybody, I'm like, wait until we go back on the air, because this is so juicy. And there's this thing that's been going on recently on social media, the cucumber challenge, and we're not going to get too explicit on it, but apparently it's a very explicit video of a woman who I guess is an IG model. Mm-hmm. And she sticks a piece of fruit in her mouth and she sticks it into other people's mouths. But she's insinuating it's like a sexual type of thing that she's doing with that. Oh, I'm sorry, not fruit, but a vegetable. It's a sexual thing that she's doing with that particular vegetable. And people just been following her and following her. And I guess that's why so many people we talk to on the streets in the community and even here, you know, who do the most, men or women. And women do the most because you see examples like that. Right. Yeah. And you had something to say about that, Senator P. You can pass the mic over to Senator P and we'll go back to Tory Lanez.
Yeah, I was just saying that she said a man had started that. But obviously they've been slamming vegetables down their throat for a long time. You know, start off with a banana and then it moved on to another vegetable. I wouldn't be surprised it'd be an apple next.
A banana?
Yeah, a banana.
Did you choke with that?
You didn't. You never slide a banana? I thought y'all females practiced that.
Oh, God.
That's what I thought. I mean, as a man.
I wouldn't practice with no banana that could just kind of get lodged in my throat.
Well, you know, I'm sure you're going to peel it first. Right?
if you do that, the mushy stuff could get, you know.
Look, some of y'all females have skills. Mm-hmm. So
I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of people that has some talent. Mm-hmm. But as far as a cucumber, I don't know. Like, when you get married, then what does your husband have to look forward to?
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you get married, if you can launch cucumber down your throat without gagging, what does your husband have to look forward to?
A good time?
Well, yeah. But look, if... Because I think aren't men visual? Mm-hmm. And so if you can launch a cucumber down your throat, then he might think, well, what did you put in your kitty cat?
I think after the first few videos, you'd be like, wow. Then after a while, I'd be like, okay, that's enough. We know it's not all y'all women doing this.
Because we know a man cannot compete with a cucumber. Not the average man.
Not that, yeah.
I wouldn't even want that. But I'm saying, to me, that... So, men, after you like that, after you see a woman launch a cucumber down her throat, then what do you think as far as a wife? Like, man, I want my wife to do that. How can your wife compete with that?
Hold on. I don't think you're going to sit there and say wife in the first place.
No.
I wouldn't mind dating her.
If you're married.
Well, if I'm married?
Yeah, if you're married and you're watching these types of things on Instagram, how is your wife going to compete? She can't compete with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fantasy. And maybe y'all talk about that later on in bed or something, right? Communication is the key in relationships, isn't it?
But listen here. What if there was a challenge going around where a man had to use his tongue and how far up can he go? You see what I'm saying? You can't compete with that.
Yeah, I don't think we come up with any type of ideas for that.
But I'm saying, what if it happens?
No, but at the same time, if you want to see that, all y'all ask is for just to wiggle your tongue. Am I right or wrong? Let me see you wiggle your tongue.
I don't know. I'd be asking for a dude debit card number at that point.
See,
I don't
really you, know you're about the money.
That's it.
She's about the
that's
money.
That's it. Tori brought up, three on the Tori back brought up a good thing. He was like, you wouldn't ask your wife. And then he said, well, I wouldn't ask my wife to do that. So I feel like a lot of men, they look, but they don't respect. That's not something that they can see themselves walking down the aisle. You know what I'm saying? Right. He can double tap all day long on a girl with, you know, a big bottom,
can any
you know, whatever.
How many hoes
but
are
that's
not what,
walking down the aisle with somebody that he saw on the internet that was sticking a cucumber down her throat.
Yeah.
Can any man see himself walking down the aisle with that and be proud?
Kim Kardashian. Prouder. I mean, Kanye.
But we talking about Kanye West.
But I'm we're talking about all of them. We're talking about Alexis Sky. We're talking about, come on now.
I think y'all make a valid point.
Come on now.
But at the same time.
Everybody wiping up hoes like
this
y'all talking
is the season.
I ain't seen no other buddy. Like,
this is the season
like
for the strippers, right?
Mm-hmm.
They becoming superstars now.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is off limits now.
Mm-hmm.
We in a new day and age. This ain't the old school no more.
But wait a minute. Okay, now wait a minute. She brought up something.
Well, I think it's become more acceptable for men to wife those types of females at this point.
Okay,
I don't think it was never a non-desire for men to do it. I just think it's more acceptable.
Let's bring it down to people in our day and age. I mean, not day and age. Our pay scale. Kim Kardashian is a millionaire.
Okay. Absolutely.
You know, you got these different ones that are millionaires. Okay, but I'm saying for the average everyday man,
guess how they use
can
they
he walk?
But I'm saying they use their body as platforms.
Right. Because sexuality sells.
They still use sex as a platform.
And you can wipe
You
her?
Don't see no...
Do you see you yourself ugly? Do you see yourself
Nicki
wiping
Minaj?
A stripper?
Got real overly sexualized. So I got women in the rap world.
I have a question. These women have money.
I have a question for Senator.
But that's because
I have a question for Senator P. Can you see yourself walking down an aisle with a stripper? Like wiping, not, like starting a whole family, ooh. Like yeah. I mean, bearing your children, all that. Can you see yourself doing that?
Right now, I can't say 100% no.
But okay.
At the same time, I think it's gonna come down to when you get to know a person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. But if I think you see out there having sex a lot, mm-hmm. no.
Okay. Will you ask her to quit her job and stop her job? Stop posting stuff. Right. Stop posting sexual stuff. Right. You know, you can't go. You can't go on a post.
You're looking for the change. You're looking for the change, and if it don't change, then you got to cut it off.
Okay, right? But what if that was how she made her income? That's how she became a.
That's what we do. We always trying to change somebody. Right?
Are you trying to supplement that income that she's losing from posting on IG?
That's when you gotta take off. If I can't bring them dollars in, right?
And guess what's gonna make me feel secure that you're doing that? Mm-hmm. Making sure that you have what?
But so
your assets
I can't.
In order. Making
so
sure
I
your
can't
finances
go get a,
is in order. So I can stop
I
doing
go,
it.
If I'm a nice person, if I'm
if
a nice
you want
person,
me to stop
right?
Posting, you have to
and
make
I can
feel
bring at least to pay the rent,
okay.
Right? And have a car and do all the other stuff, but don't have that $100,000 bank account. Are you still gonna stay? But I can have.
No,
I can
I'm
keep
not.
You,
I'm
but I can keep you
one.
Secure.
No, I'm not a fan.
But I can keep
I'm
you going, secure.
Well,
and
not,
that's why
not,
you
want to
go
not,
to Instagram and show
exactly,
your boobs.
Exactly, because I don't want to move back.
See, that's why. That's why. Get somebody
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. But the moral of the story, this is what I'm trying to get you to realize. In order for a girl who uses Instagram as a platform in order to get income, right, if you want her to stop, you're going to have to supplement that income if you want her to stop what she's doing, meaning that I'm going to look at your page and see what assets you have. Mm-hmm. If you're taking care of your kids, if you're paying your – okay, he has this, he says that, because I'm looking at your stability.
Yes.
To make sure that if I was to
you
stop
can't
posting,
get stability
you would
no
have
internet.
My back. How?
You
just said they're millionaires.
You can't.
You just said they were millionaires.
I can
you
post.
Just said it.
I could post rented cars and rented houses
okay,
all
and guess,
day.
Okay, yeah. And guess what?
You, can't, you,
what
you don't
is.
Know what
guess
I have
what that,
on from Instagram.
Saying, that's like your resume. I'm not saying
men
we still have to get to know
men,
each other.
Right.
But I don't even want to get to know you if I see you with these.
Oh, all right, all right, all right. Ding, 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 ding. All right. Okay, that answers that question.
Yeah.
That, the each is on. That's all I can say. The each is on.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.